This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we get to bounce back, fall back, Oriole game has been postponed due to rain. The game will be made up as part of a split admission doubleheader on Tuesday, July 29th, with game one beginning at 12:35 and game two at 6:35. So split admission doubleheader on July 29th. No baseball tonight.
No BBT.
And no BBT.
You sure?
Well.
I'm assuming.
You positive? Yeah. Don't assume.
Let's no get back game, to, no show.
Let's get back to earlier this week. Bounce back, fall back. Charlie Morton allows 3 earned runs or fewer. He did not. He allowed 4 runs, 5-plus innings. Corbin Carroll homered. Jason, you fell back. You said 6 1/3, 4 earned runs. Home run ball by Suarez. It'd be a 2-run homer. Can you bounce back?
Yeah.
Orioles will have a save situation over the next couple of games. Still don't have a save opportunity. Can you bounce back? You said save tonight, which was Tuesday.
Save tonight, which is a Eagle Eye Cherry song.
Great song.
Yeah.
Jason, fall back.
Nina Cherry's brother.
Yes. Buffalo stance.
And their dad was a
Cherry like Cola.
Super, super accomplished jazz musician.
Hmm. Really?
Yes.
O's will score 4 or more runs in back-to-back games. They've yet to do that this year, and they still have yet to do that. They got shut out and scored 3 runs. Jason, you fell back 4 or more in one, 2 or less in the other. So I half right. Can you fall back?
Got it right. Have I gotten anything wrong yet in this bounce-back fallback?
1, 2. You have not.
Yeah.
But
keep trying to poop on me.
Hold on, hold on. O's will earn a series win. They did not. Both you guys bounce back.
Nah, I should have done that. Jason. I did that just...
You said win on
to
Wednesday.
Get you people off my back.
Yeah, you people.
Enrique Bradfield Jr. does
we'll
not
hurt.
Have a...
You put the kibosh on him.
Well, he still hit this, though. Does not have a stolen base yet in 3 games. Yeah. He steals 2 in the next 3 games. He did. He had a stolen base back-to-back days. Yeah. And, of course, left yesterday's game with an injury. Jason, you bounce back. He said 2 bags tonight, which was Tuesday. Can you bounce back? Pacers cover the 18.5 point spread against the Wizards. They did not. 104-98. Jason, you fell back. Ken, you bounced back, said Pacers would win by 25.
Yes.
Knicks cover the 2.5 point spread against the Celtics. Celtics won outright in overtime, 119-117. Both of you guys fell back. Jason with a big win. 6
Thanks, Bone. Pulling teeth.
6-3.
It's a crushing. I've been doing a lot of crushing around here lately.
6-3.
That's a blowout. It's a bloodbath. That is a Nnamdi Matabike bloodbath.
Yeah,
that is. Only one Oriole has homered over the last week, and that was
Seti.
Ryan O'Hearn.
Oh, that would get us more than a week
ago. Jason, now it's one less game. 3 different Orioles will homer over the weekend. Remember, they hit 6 home runs against Barrios on opening day.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with our pal Ariel Epstein and say that Ryan Mountcastle gets a home run this weekend.
Okay, that's one.
And they'll get the three if you want to count the two that Tony Taters is hitting for the other team, Bone. Do you want to count those?
No.
You want to do the new math?
I don't know if that's a new math.
He don't play here no more.
He's not an Oriole. So only Mounty, just for the record?
I said what I said, Bone.
Mounty and Santander homers twice. So that's a fallback for those at home. Ken?
I'm going to bounce back. Yeah. I say Mounty, Gunner, and Cedric.
I was going to say they pick up a series win over the Blue Jays, but
can't. Well, they could sweep.
Well, they could
sweep. But
yeah,
I mean, we used to expect that around here not that long ago.
All right, I'll ask the
question. Could they win two games against the same team on consecutive days?
I'll ask that question then. Ken, they've yet to win back-to-back games this year. They win back-to-back games this weekend.
I'm going to fall back, Bone. I'm sorry.
No Kenny Sunshine in the rain.
I just don't see it. Sharky, Jason. You see it? Thumbs up, thumbs down. He doesn't see it either.
Geez, Sharky. Yeah.
Now, we know they're pretty bad after one day off. How the hell you think they're going to handle two straight days off at home?
Maybe it's better for them.
Yeah.
Could be.
I'm going to say it's not, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. That is a fallback. Last time, Sugano pitched against the Blue Jays. He had cramps. Both of his hands.
Full body sweats.
Completed four innings. Sugano.
He was like Bone when he got to that bar in Boston to meet the Burge.
He was like Bone.
No.
Bone in the second half of the national championship game.
That definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
That I will agree with. Sugano, for a second straight start, will record an out in the sixth inning.
4 2/3.
Oh.
Nope. Does that sound about right?
Shark, 4 2/3. Hey,
5 1/3. Well, no, we can't go 5 1/3. I mean, yeah, it's less than 4 2/3. 4 2/3.
All right, 4 2/3.
So he just has to get an out in the sixth inning.
Just an out in the sixth.
It happens all the time around here.
No,
yeah, I mean, this starting rotation. I mean,
did it last time.
You're talking about it like how many times have they done it this year?
He's done it one out of two times.
Povich did it. Slim did
it. He's 50%.
I mean, it took 13 hits to get there,
but
he did it.
Zach Eflin did it.
Even though three of those hits were Fugazi.
Zach Eflin completed six.
Landed him on the IL.
I'm Team Sugi. I'm a bounce back.
All right. Adley Rutschman has
a lot of singles.
Six-game hitting streak. He extends it to eight over the weekend.
What the hell, Bone? Oh, sorry.
Ken.
Yeah, I'll bounce back.
All right, okay. Jason?
I'm feeling generous, Bone, and Sharky, who knows these kind of things, says absolutely. So I'm riding with Sharky.
Let's get to the NBA. Regular season wraps up
Beware of the NBA right now. Be very careful what you do in the NBA right now.
Warriors are trying to avoid playing in the play-in tournament.
They have to the Spurs.
They have the tiebreakers over the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves. So Warriors last two games, Trailblazers and Clippers. Grizzlies play the Nuggets and Mavs. Timberwolves play the Nets and Jazz. Bounce back, fall back. The Warriors avoid the play-in tournament.
This whole Western Conference makes my brains bleed. I say they finish as the 7 seed.
That is a fallback for those at home. Ken?
They're going to hang into that 6 seed, Bone.
All right. That's a bounce back.
Chef Curry.
And Nuggets. They cover the 6.5-point spread against the Grizzlies tonight, Ken.
Those are two weird teams.
Weird.
They're wacky. And you see John Morant's new celebration, the hand grenade?
Yes.
He explained it.
Yeah.
He said it's like it's his words, and he's putting it. He has an explanation.
Well, he went from shooting guns to throwing a grenade.
But he's saying it's not really a grenade. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It looked like a grenade.
Google it. He's saying it's not. But I don't know. He's got an explanation for it.
Bones,
I don't know if I buy
Bones
it.
Bone's saying he couldn't hedge. And we know he could have.
I couldn't.
So, people say things all the time, Jace.
I love the Clippers to cover the 6 or the 6.5
tonight.
Oh, I never
answered
That's the
this
only thing I would do in the NBA tonight. If I had to play this game, I would play it over. I mean, Memphis just gave up 150 points at home last night. Like,
it's not good, Bob.
Their defense has been horrible, which is why their coach got fired. But Denver does not cover, and Denver just fired its coach. So I'll take the points, but I like the over.
I never answered the question, and quite frankly, I forgot the question.
6.5-point spread. The Nuggets cover that against the Grizzlies.
And the Clippers cover it.
Clippers?
I'll tell you that. No. I'm just saying, as an addendum.
In Denver.
You're confusing
a lot of names.
Me.
Yeah.
Take the Clippers over the Kings, especially if you get the 6 or the 6.5.
I'll take the Nuggets. Bounce back.
Take the Nuggets.
Where'd the Clippers factor?
Last one.
Just throwing it out there for the people trying to make them some money.
Last one. Pistons cover the 6.5-point spread against the Bucks.
This is tricky because the Bucks are putting up 130 a night, like, but they can't play defense. I don't know how. Like, the Pistons have nothing to play for, but they've kind of looked garbage lately. So part of me is like, they might have to put on a show. And
they
beat
the Knicks, I think, last
night. But the what do you want to know?
6.5. Pistons.
Do the
cover
Pistons
that?
Win by 6.5? Yes. I'll take the points.
That's a fallback. Ken.
I'm going to take those Motown Heroes. I'll bounce back.
Motown Heroes?
Yeah, that's right. Damn right.
It's not 1991. Yeah. I mean, what?
Hey, they're making the playoffs for the first time in forever.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Half the league, three quarters of the league makes the playoffs.
Yeah, but usually they
don't.
And
the Eastern Conference is garbage.
Again, usually they don't. When's the last time they made the playoffs?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Which is why I would not be calling them heroes.
Yeah, they're my hero. Coming up next, Jackson Holliday. He actually looks like a Major League Baseball player this year, but what are his expectations for this season? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Yeah, it's huge. Because, like you said, baseball's tough, and I feel like we've hit the ball hard and right at people, and kind of all up and through the down the lineup, everyone's hitting the ball hard and just haven't been able to find holes the past few games. But it's very important to just trust process, trust that they'll get through and hits will come. But it's very important to just trust that.
No biggie. That was Jackson Holliday talking as the Orioles lose 2-3 in Arizona, and they are off today. Because the game has been rained out. If you're just tuning in, Oriole game against the Blue Jays postponed. It will be made up as part of a split admission doubleheader on Tuesday, July 29th, with game one beginning at 12:35 and game two at 6:35. So no game tonight. If you were planning to go to the ballpark in this mess, you can now stay home. But Jackson Holliday.
You could re-listen to this show on the Odyssey app.
Yes, you can.
Beltway Ben will have every segment labeled.
It's
the easiest thing in the history of the world. If you're a Spotify guy or gal, you could re-listen to it then.
Apple?
If the weather breaks enough for you to walk your dog, or I guess if you had a cat and you really wanted to walk that, you could walk that too. Whatever. Whatever you're into. Whatever you're into.
Just re-listen to
whatever you may have missed.
But don't have your dog off leash. And listen, don't do that.
Don't do it around me.
By the way, I hate to get off topic, but I did, and I don't know why it came in my thread, but I saw you complaining about dog people again on Twitter the other night.
Did something happen?
Like Jackson Holliday.
Not nearly to the level of that. Holliday's season will probably look like Adam Frazier's season in 2 years.
But I'm not hating. I'm more curious about what happened with the dogs this time, because you did do an I've Got Something to Say earlier this week about dog people.
I felt like that was worthy.
Yes. No,
I didn't put this in the rundown. I'm not saying this is segment worthy, but since you asked.
I saw a tweet.
So there's an area in our neighborhood where there's like a dirt sort of path. There's a lot of sort of like paths is not really the right
alleyway.
Word. Like by the creek. What would you call it? I mean, it's like a trail. There's different trails throughout the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I'm on a trail that cuts through behind some houses next to a creek. A lot of people like to take their dogs there. And it's kind of tight. It's not a very big trail, so you want to like keep your distance a little bit. So I see this guy walking behind me with his dog. It was like a Doberman, pretty big dog.
Ooh.
And he clearly is like he's got his head down. He's listening to something. I could tell that this jackass is in his own world.
Wow.
So I start moving my dogs really quickly because I'm like, I bet if we go down this hill and we go through the trail, I bet this yo-yo is going through the trail too. So I don't want our dogs to like run into each other on the trail. So I'm moving fast, but I've got two, you know, they like to sniff or whatever. And then I'm halfway through the trail and I like feel something behind me. And it's this idiot with his dog. Like he's coming right up on us. There's not even really room to get around. And so I'm just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, give me space to get my dogs to the other side. Like, and he doesn't even really look up. So I pull my dogs like way out of the way, like to try to avoid anything from happening because now there's some barking. Mm. And that, thankfully, there was another guy there. And he's like, dude, what the hell was that guy thinking? I'm like, okay, so I'm not the crazy one.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking, oh, this guy's going to jump on me now because my dogs are barking at him.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he could see what had happened because he was up on the bridge where you can't really see the whole trail.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm like...
Every other day, you're having an incident.
Like, those two,
why would you come right up on these other two dogs behind them? Like, you don't have 30 seconds for me to finish getting the rest of the way down? Jackson Holliday needs to walk more.
Yes, he's one walk, 11
he looks
strikeouts
like a major
right
league
now.
Player, and that's a positive, and that's growth. He's much better in the field. He can play second base in the major leagues. If you think he's going to be someone who puts this offense over the top or he helps them figure it out, I don't think we're looking at the same player. I don't think that's fair. That's not what they were supposed to have built, so that's not how this can work out. He's a number 8 or number 9 hitter at best in the major leagues. I don't think he needs to face a whole lot of tough lefties right now. He's cut down on some swing and miss in certain quadrants of the zone, particularly the high heat he couldn't get to last year. The change in the toe tap helps him get to some of that. His exit velocities are up a couple miles an hour, but he's got a 2% walk rate, which is, last year it was 7, and that was atrocious.
One walk, 11 strikeouts.
He's got to get on base. He's got to focus on getting on base. And look, I don't think he's going to be an impact player this year. This is not going to be the way Jackson Merrill took off last year for me, or the way Jackson Churio took off last year for me. I think he is a fringy complimentary piece who's still got a lot he needs to figure out, who didn't play that much in the minors. There's a book on him, and it's a pretty big book right now. And I think he's starting to close some of those holes, but there's still a long way to go. And if he's batting more than 8th in this lineup, something's up. Something's wrong. Like, this is a year of discovery for him. If people are putting weight on him like, oh, well, they'll be better in the second half when Jackson takes off, I'm telling you, go look at Adam Frazier's season from a couple years ago. That's what I think this season's going to look like when it's all said and done.
I'd be disappointed if he's got a sub-700 OPS.
I mean, last year, the league average was like 7-11 or 7-14.
Adam Frazier was 696 for the Orioles. 11 home. Whatever, got it. He had 11 stolen bases, 13 homers, 60 RBIs.
Yeah, the positives for Jackson and Chase rate.
I don't think he's driving at 60 runs.
The chase rate, he's in the 87th percentile, yeah, which that's really, really good. The defense, as we were mentioning, him making a couple standout plays Tuesday night. But the downside to me, the biggest thing is the strikeout to walk ratio. Yeah. Where
it's unacceptable.
Yeah, 11-1, and he was so elite at every single level in that regard. But last year it was really, really bad. This year it's off to a really bad start. He needs to get on base, and when he gets on base, you want him to run more. 260 and very small sample size, but a 268 on base percentage is just, it's not going
to
come.
No, he needs to get on base and steal a little more. But I'm just, the people talking about power and 20 homers and 20.
That was me and my bold predictions.
Yeah,
bold predictions. Man.
Be bold. Like,
that's right.
How about we get on base 20 times in a month?
That wasn't the six pack, though. I was making bold predictions when I said that. Trying to be bold. Also said Heston Kerstad would hit 30 home runs. We're off to a good start there.
He might hit 30 home runs in his Orioles career, maybe.
We're good. Maybe. We're good. We're good there.
Yeah.
So, Orioles off tonight as they've been rained out. They will make that up in July. So just one game tomorrow, one game Sunday, assuming they get those.
So maybe no Easton Lucas reunion game on Sunday
now. I think they'll get pushed back, yeah. I think you're not getting Easton Lucas.
It's probably for the best for my blood pressure and everything.
Yeah. We don't need another reason to get you upset.
I bet you nobody. You want to know who's real happy about that? Probably Mike Elias. Probably real happy.
Yeah.
Real happy. His studly lineup. Watching Easton Lucas come here and shove like he did at Fenway. Boy, that wouldn't be good.
That would be good for no one. Hey, coming up next, NBA.
Be good for Easton Lucas.
Yeah, it'll be good for Easton. But our listening audience. Yeah. The Lucas family. Yeah, it's good bond.
You think Fuji's ruined for Easton Lucas since they were traded for each other? Hey, if I can't be in the majors anymore, at least the guy I got traded for might have a career.
Yeah, that might be.
Not going to be in Baltimore.
No. Hey, coming up next, the NBA regular season coming to a close. What does the playoffs look like for Moke Hamilton? He joins us next here on the...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Fan. The play-in tournaments in the National Basketball Association start next week. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, talk to our friend, NBA insider, Moke Hamilton. And Moke, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start in the Western Conference for once. And the Golden State Warriors, who were playing great basketball since they got Jimmy Butler, but bad loss to the Spurs the other night, are they going to be able to stay out of the play-in tournament?
Well, you know, we would have said yes a few days ago when we knew they were playing the Spurs, right? So, yeah. I mean, you know, talk about Jekyll and Hyde. Will they be able to stay out? Well, I mean, as it stands right now with two games to go, they're sitting in sixth by virtue of the tiebreak advantage that they have over the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves. So if you're the Warriors, I think that the challenge is pretty clear. You know, just win the last two games and you can avoid the play-in. Lose one of them, then things, I should say at least one of them, and things get a little interesting. I do think backs against the wall, avoiding the play-in, I don't think that's a place they really want to be. So I'd put my money on them finding a way to stay where they are right now, if not rise. What I am most interested in, which I'm really watching closely, and I hope everybody kind of recognizes it, is that if they do land in six, that would have the Warriors squaring off against LeBron and Luka in the first round, which would be must-see TV, to say the least.
Well, Moak, the Nuggets more than likely are going to avoid the play-in tournament, but they've had an interesting week firing their head coach and their GM. Yeah. What did you make of those moves, and can they still make some noise in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that I would say as far as whether or not they can make noise, you know, I think a lot of us have recognized that this is not the same Nuggets team that won the championship a few years ago. They almost systematically and intentionally let a lot of their plus contributors go, particularly those guys on the defensive side of the basketball that they wouldn't have won big without, you know? It's actually somewhat reminiscent of what LeBron's Miami Heat teams went through with Mickey Arison a few years ago, where, you know, owners win and then they decide they want to try to keep winning while saving money. And we see that it doesn't really work like that in the NBA, especially in the Western Conference. It's just really difficult. So whether or not they can make a run, you know, if you have Nikola Jokic on your team, you always got a shot. But the biggest story in Denver and what we all need to watch for is Jamal Murray. You know, Murray has very quietly spent a considerable part of the season on the shelf. And if he's not anywhere near 100% going into the postseason, it doesn't matter what seed they enter the postseason with, they're not going to go very far. So right now, Denver is not really a team that I look at as being one of the top contenders out in the Western Conference, just based on what we've seen. I wouldn't completely dismiss them, but I'm not going to put my paycheck on them getting to the Western Conference Finals either.
Talking with Moak Hamilton, Inside Access here on the Fan. Moak, have you ever seen something, and you've been covering the NBA for a long time, like that scene in Dallas the other night when Luka returned to Dallas? It's this love fest, the fire Nico chants going on throughout the game. Ever seen anything like it? Was kind of surreal.
Nah, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that. And, you know, I don't know how, if you're Nico Harrison, man, you got to have really, really thick skin, you know? Like, I would say that I applaud him. I think that, I mean, maybe I take this too seriously, I don't know, but I just think it takes a lot of courage to be willing to be there watching that and experiencing it live in person. Like, I give him props for that, you know? It's obviously a very, very unpopular decision to trade Luka, and to be the one that, and let's not try to make it seem like he was able to do this unilaterally, right? Like in the NBA, you know, teams have general managers, but there's a hierarchy in the front office, right? Like there's a president there, there's an owner there. Trading a player of Luka's magnitude and stature doesn't happen without the entire brain trust being on board with the decision, right? So I would point that out. But for the public perception to be that you're the one that did this, especially from the perspective of the fans, right, with such a wildly popular figure, and Luka himself, who has been really outspoken about, number one, not wanting to be traded, and number two, being completely blindsided by it, the whole thing is just not anything that I, you know, we've seen guys go back, but we haven't really seen this exact situation before. And I mean, yeah, it was like something from out of a movie, and for him to go out there and drop 45 on his former team, you know, it's just it's like the chef's kiss of what poetic justice actually is, you know? So great stuff to see.
Well, Moak, how would you handicap Luka and the Lakers' chances at winning the West?
Well, you know, these guys have been playing pretty well. They've been playing pretty well. I think they're still trying to figure some things out, but I don't really know that I've ever seen us have this short of a memory before, sort of like as a collective. What Luka did last year in his postseason run was just absolutely phenomenal. And the guy's been doing stuff like this since he entered the league. I think one of the things that we can constantly say about him is that he's one of the superstars that actually gets better in May. Well, I should say April, May, and, you know, even playing into June. So they fell, you know, the Mavericks fell short, obviously, last year to the Celtics. But with Luka Doncic on the court and with LeBron James seemingly embracing the challenge of playing off the ball, playing off the glass, right? Like focusing more on diving down and tipping out, you know, loose balls, creating extra possessions, getting stick backs, and just being a more efficient version of himself. I think it's a very, very effective two-headed monster. If Austin Reeves continues to play the way he's been playing over the past couple of weeks, you know, the Lakers can win the Western Conference. Like, that's a very, very real thing that can happen. If the seeds hold and they get past the Warriors and then see the Rockets in the second round, you know, I like them making it to the Western Conference Finals. I wouldn't be surprised to see them and the Thunder duking it out. And they got a shot against OKC, man. So definitely do not sleep on these Lakers. These guys are for real.
We're talking with Mo Hamilton, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go east. And I want to ask you about the Pacers, because to me they're kind of sneaky. They've won six in a row. I saw a stat the other night. I think they've won the four best records in the NBA since January 1st. I don't think anybody's beating the Celtics. That's just me. But could they make some noise in the playoffs?
I don't know if I would say that. Depends on what you mean by make noise. You know, if they find themselves, you know, in a 4-5 matchup with the Milwaukee Bucks, which is the way it looks like it could go right now, you know, could they beat the Bucks in a 7-game series without Lillard? Probably. If they go on to the second round and they have to play the Cavaliers, then the question is, well, what do you mean by make noise, right? Like, are you saying
could they upset the Cavs?
Nah, I don't see that happening. I'm going to dismiss that outright. I think the Pacers are a good upstart team. I think they're the type of team that could steal a game one on the favorite's home court and kind of make everybody wonder a little bit. But I just think that, you know, the Cavs and the Celtics are so much better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference. I think that the disappointments that the Cavs have experienced over the past couple of years, I think the adversity that they faced as a collective, the questions about Darius Garland being able to coexist with Donovan Mitchell, it's so similar to what Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown went through for so many years in Boston. I think that the Cavaliers are seasoned. I think that they're ready to kind of take the next step. And I think it's going to be them and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, it's looked like that all season long. And I think that's they're on a collision course. I think that's what we're going to see. And I don't really see any team in the Eastern Conference disrupting that, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, Moak, we still have a ways to go before that does happen. But if they both meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, who do you give the edge to?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. I think I lean Boston. The main reason I lean Boston, I think it's just that, you know, of all people, Kristaps Porzingis, I think he really gives them something that I don't want to say makes them unbeatable, but his ability to impact the game on both ends, his ability to spread the floor with a 3-point shot, you know, in the rare scenario where Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are both having trouble and are not able to get it done. You know, the Celtics have a third, a fourth, and a fifth option. When you think about Derek White and Drew Holiday, they have a legit five guys that can win them a playoff game by themselves almost, right? Like, any one of these guys, it can be their night. They play selfless basketball. Their defense is amazing. The three-point shooting, they pretty much have everything that they need, and I think they can win any kind of fight. I think what also makes me lean Boston a little more is I've seen Donovan Mitchell have a few very inefficient playoff series performances, and I don't think that that's something that he's immune to, especially when you have Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics being able to scheme against you over the course of a 7-game series. So I think I lean Boston, but I wouldn't be surprised for that to be a 7-game series, and I would certainly give the Cavaliers more than a puncher's chance in that one.
Okay, Mo, before we let you go, let's get into the lab for a minute. Selfishly, what do the Sixers need to do this offseason? Embiid's going to have another surgery. Paul George has been an absolute disaster. They did get Quentin Grimes from Dallas, who looks for Caleb Martin. You know, Nico gets killed for Luka, but Quentin Grimes looks like a real player, and they got him from Dallas. But what do the Sixers need to do this offseason? And does Nick Nurse survive?
To be honest with you, Ken, to be honest, I think that the Sixers just need to chill, man. I think they need to chill. I think, you know, down the stretch of the season, they've obviously shut a bunch of guys down. They were giving a lot of their young guys a chance to play. Jared McCain was the talk of the league for a few weeks back in, yeah, I guess, January or so. And, I mean, he hasn't played. We haven't seen him. But if you look at that roster, they've got at least five or six young guys that most teams around the league agree can play. You know, the decision to shut everybody down and to give themselves the best opportunity to retain their draft pick, that's quite understandable. We saw the Dallas Mavericks make the very same move a few years ago. They end up with Derek Lively. They make a run to the finals with him being a principal piece and all of that, right? So I think the Sixers, you know, obviously they need Joel Embiid to be healthy. There's another surgery that I believe is scheduled that he'll be undergoing. If he's anywhere near his full potential, they will be a contender in the Eastern Conference. But not only that, I mean, with everything that they have on that roster, with the young guys that I've mentioned, they will be armed with the ability to make one or two additional roster improving moves. So I think they chill. You know, I think they let everybody get healthy. They collect their breath, see how the draft plays out, see if they can get another piece in free agency and just run it back next season. That's what I would do if I were over there.
Mo Hamilton, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the playoffs. I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We know that this Orioles offense has been very mid and feast or famine, and I was looking up some offensive stats this morning, and one thing in particular really jumped out to me. I'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
If you look at the Orioles' raw numbers offensively as a whole this season, I get it, a very small sample size. They're middle of the pack in a lot of categories. 14th in runs, 16th in homers, 17th in slugging and OPS, 22nd in walks, which has been an issue now for a couple of years. But you go back a couple of years to 2023, when this team was trailing in games, it was almost like, wow, you got them right where you want them, because they led
cardiac kids.
Yes, they led MLB in come from behind wins and so many big clutch hits. And Jason's guy, Adam Frazier, had a bunch of clutch hits that year. But this year and the second half of last season, when this team gets behind, you're thinking, okay, pack it up. Let's try and get them tomorrow. And when I was on MLB.com this morning, they have a bunch of different splits, and you can't customize it as much as other websites like a Baseball Reference. But they have stats for when teams are trailing. And the numbers are alarming this year, Ken. Fifth most strikeouts, 28th in RBIs. They have one home run when trailing this year. That's tied for last.
Who hit that one?
Cedric Mullins. And you look at OPS when trailing, 503 dead last, 239 slugging when trailing. That is dead last. And just looking at all of the individual players when trailing, the only guy that has standout numbers is the Razor, man. You can't quit the Razor.
Can't quit Razor
Ramon. He's batting 400 when trailing. He's got four RBIs, and the rest of the team combined has five RBIs when trailing. So the Razor's got four of the nine, and there's multiple ways to look at it, but it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about for a while, that the lack of veteran in this lineup, Ken, and guys naive in their approach when trailing, but it's the front-running aspect of it. And you look to the other side, when the team's leading, the offensive numbers are fantastic. Yeah. They're fourth in OPS, fourth in slugging, fourth in RBIs, sixth in home runs. So this team's approach when trailing has to change drastically, and it has to change moving forward, because that's going to go a long way in determining how this 162-game season goes.
Yeah, the only game that I saw them show any fight in that they lost this year is that one Arizona game where they're down 4-2, they cut it to 4-3, and they had opportunities. They couldn't get the key hit. Remember, Mateo stole second and third.
And it's funny you mention that, because that moment when Mateo stole second and third, it sort of felt 2023-esque, where, okay, they're going to come back, they're going to win this game. Yeah. Mateo runs on contact.
Yes. I don't complain.
No, I don't either. And Brandon Hyde said, we're going to do that the rest of the season with how it is.
You got to not hit it to the pitcher.
Yeah, and when he got thrown out at home, it was more of the same here we go again.
Coming up next, no Oriole game tonight. They've been rained out, but we will preview the Orioles-Blue Jays series with former Oriole broadcaster, now calling the games on Sportsnet for the Blue Jays. Buck Martinez joins us next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.